Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
The Temptations and the Four Tops are coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone. Tune into the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Impact on June 23rd. Tickets to the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center June 23rd from News Talk 93.1.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
And now a star is born. On June 12th, 1924, the world welcomed little baby George H.W. Bush. When the future president's mom asked if she could bring him home right away, the doctor was a little hesitant at first.
Not gonna do it. Wouldn't be prudent at this juncture.
George H.W. Bush, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
7 o'clock.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. House Democrats could start suing for testimony about the special counsel Mueller report.
The House adopted a resolution giving the green light to take Attorney General William Barr, former White House counsel Don McGahn, and any other witness ignoring a congressional subpoena to court.
If they don't show up when they're supposed to, they will be the targets of court enforcement.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler. Republicans accuse Democrats of trying to redo the special counsel's investigation.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the Capitol. President Trump today plans to announce new troop commitments in Poland.
The announcement about possibly establishing a military base in Poland will come as Poland's President Duda meets with President Trump at the White House. Duda's visit comes 20 years after Poland joined NATO. The President and President Duda will hold a joint press conference later today in the Rose Garden.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. This is Fox News.
What if? What if everyone on the morning show caught a virus and sounded and acted like the Three Stooges? Greg Budell, what would you say to someone who came into the control room and messed up all the settings on the board?
I'll squeeze the cider out of your Adam's apple.
Jay Scott, I understand they work you like a mule around here.
I'm no mule.
No, your ears are too short.
Emily Hayes, did you get the last cup of coffee?
Yes.
Well, did you make a new pot?
But I didn't do it.
Oh, you're in trouble. Bailey, the Wonder Dog. I might have accidentally eaten your chicken.
I'll sue you for this.
And Rich Thomas, do you have a forecast for us this morning?
I got it. Now what'll I do with it?
We'll come back to you.
I'm a victim of circumstance.
Now, how do we get out of this?
Please omit the rest of the entertainment and continue.
Works for me. Now, stand by for 3 men. And a lady.
Sightening.
Let's take their advice and omit the rest of the entertainment.
Yeah!
I was kidding.
Uh-huh.
3 men and a lady. Yours truly, Greg Goodell. Jay Scott getting ready for random facts.
Yay, fun.
Says Emily Hayes. But we have a very important announcement to make before we start anything this hour.
Yes, we do. The next name in our call-in for carrots contest is Terry Davidson. Terry Davidson, 396-5477 is the number you need to call. Terry Davidson, 396-5477. If you call that number before the end of the hour, you will qualify to win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1 FM.
If your name isn't called,
I'm Gumby, dammit!
Well, maybe Gumby will be the name at the 8 o'clock hour. We don't know. But right now, that name again?
Terry Davidson. And if you have, it's okay. Peepaw, calm down. Terry Davidson. And if you haven't registered your name yet, all you have to do is go to newstalk931.com and do it. It's that simple. Like Terry Davidson did.
I am going to probably regret this.
Oh.
A lot. But I am thinking of
a convoluted intro for random facts that could be difficult to execute. Do you think Peepaw can pull off?
Based off of your mood so far this morning, I feel like if it doesn't go the way that you intend for it to go, it may be one of those I throw my headphones in the floor moments. And I don't need that today. That's a personal thing.
I don't need that today.
I have a lot going on today.
Oh.
And I need you to keep it together.
Well, instead of me worrying about my problems, how can I help you? What do you got going on today that I can help you with?
Well, you know, I have to catch flights and
things. Oh, that's right. Because this is your last day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have Jay Quellen coming in Thursday and Friday.
See, I don't even matter to you.
I'm being summoned downstairs.
What happened?
We got time for... I mean, I know you're not going to a break right now, but...
I am the lord of killing time.
Well, just, you know, you need me for any... I mean, I'll be up for random facts, but let me go see what this fire...
All right, yeah, I know what he has to do. It'll be okay.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I just saw...
Because they didn't tell me.
No, I just saw your message.
That's nothing.
Here's the message.
Everybody remain calm!
This is different?
Yeah.
Good lord.
Crisis will be...
Oh. This is why Jay's made it 19 years
here.
Maybe
his finger got...
No, his finger didn't get stuck.
It's 7:08.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Some nicer days on the way soon. Today is kind of a day of transition. Another very warm day with a high temperature in the middle 80s. A few spotty thunderstorms will be around here and there. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature in the mid 60s. Tomorrow and Friday, sunshine will dominate. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. Saturday is going to be a hot day with a high near 90. An isolated afternoon thunderstorm is possible somewhere in the area. And a better chance of some scattered thunderstorms around on Sunday. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego. Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
It is 7:09. Our good news correspondent, Emily Hayes, has a story coming up in just
That's
a moment.
That's me!
And before we get there, though, we need to see how the roads are doing, so let's visit Mr. Balake.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on into the 7 o'clock rush hour, and things look pretty good out on the highways this morning. We don't have any troubles at all on the interstates. They are rolling along at a speed limit ride. We are seeing traffic building up on the boulevard, so watch out around the intersections there. If you're coming into town on the 31s, we don't have any hassles for you. We do see a good bit of traffic headed into the downtown area and around the Air Force Base gate, so be careful in those areas. Watch out where you're headed and get to work safely this morning. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. The representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Let's talk about Cleveland.
Well, I thought you were going to say something else there for a second.
Oh, come on.
My heart jump.
It's the good news story. There's a 7-year-old in Cleveland named Alex Walker who has epilepsy, so she's been in and out of hospitals her whole life. And a few years ago, she noticed some of the other sick kids she met didn't have stuffed animals, which can be very comforting in big, scary places like hospitals. So she wanted to give them some of hers, but they couldn't use them because of germs, etc. They're only allowed to have new toys no one's used yet. So when she was 4 years old, Alex took all the money in her piggy bank, which was a whopping $65, and bought 13 teddy bears. Since then, she's bought another 400 plush toys by collecting donations and selling tomato plants she grows herself. Every month, she and her mom deliver the stuffed animals to the kids at the Cleveland Clinic. And now they'll get to hand out a lot more because GoFundMe.com does a thing called Kid Hero where they highlight one kid per month who's doing great things, and they just named Alex their Kid Hero for June. Donations have been flooding in since this has happened, and at last check, the total was over $18,000.
Wow.
Yeah, so if this sounds like something you want to help out with, you can actually look up Alex's Fluffy Buddies for Kids on GoFundMe.com. And throw a few bucks her way. But, like, this is the stuff that I'm talking about. Good news stories like this with a 7-year-old kid who's wanting to help out the other kids in the hospital that she's, you know, come in contact with while dealing with epilepsy. But then people like Justin Bieber want to fight in the octagon with Tom Cruise. The priorities are so out of whack.
From sleepopolis.com comes a related story that 1 in 3 adults still sleep with a childhood teddy bear, blanket, or special pillow.
Special pillow. I can give you that. There's a certain type of pillow that my husband likes.
I had all of those things, and my mother just kind of removed them, and I didn't notice till years later. It was weird.
My kid's sister had this pink satin bunny that she slept with all the time. And we went and visited my grandmother in Hartsel, and Teague left her satin bunny there. This is when we lived in Birmingham, so we had, you know, about an hour drive back. And the whole way back, after she realized that she didn't have that pink satin bunny, it was a nightmare.
Wow.
And it wasn't like she just was upset about it for one day and let it pass. I mean, it was a couple of days of pure horror for us.
The
pink satin bunny.
See, I'm trying to think of, I had a pillow that was comfortable. What I don't understand is my mother said, by the way, I threw out that old pillow of yours because it was, getting too dirty or mm-hmm. whatever to have around the house. Let's take this call at random since Jay is out of the room.
Uh-oh.
Hi, who's this?
This is Eric.
Eric.
Okay.
How y'all doing?
Yeah. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. Hey, where on your website do you register for that Marguerite's?
There's a banner that says Marguerite's, call in for carrots. It should, here, I'm going to double check.
I know this is exciting radio, and I
apologize. Yeah, it's fantastic. News talk.
But I had looked, and I was unable to find it. Maybe it's because I'm on my phone.
No, I'm going to it on my phone as well, so I can tell you what to look for.
7:14 is the time. Jay is not back yet.
Hey, Greg, how was the cooking this morning? I heard you had a hard time getting things warmed up. What was the...
Everything came out fine. It just took longer than I thought.
I figured it out for you on your smartphone. You just scroll down past the menu options to where, like, the last thing you'll see, it says legal stuff, and then there's a banner that rotates out, and just wait for the Marguerite's banner to pop up and click on that.
Gotcha. Appreciate it. Y'all are doing a fantabulous job.
Well, thank you so much.
Keep up the good work. Emily, yes. Make sure you fly safe, and watch out for those TSA guys. Don't let them get fresh.
Oh, Lord. Oh, thanks, Jay.
So slap them in the next week if they do. Thanks a lot for the call.
That's why I try to get fresh with me.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
I'll knock them out of whack, and they'll have to go see Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic to get straightened back out.
Nice segue, Toots.
Thanks. I've learned from you, man. All people. but no, seriously, though, if you've got an old injury, like I was in a car accident when I was in 8th grade and it messed up my knees and my back and my neck, and so sometimes I get a little stiff when traveling too much, the best thing to do is to go see someone that can get you on the road to wellness, that can help you not be dependent on medication to live a pain-free life, and that's Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. If you're new to the whole chiropractic jam, check out millbrookchiropractor.com. You can learn more about Dr. Pasley, the staff there. You can learn more about chiropractor works in general. You can fill out new patient paperwork. You can make your appointment, all of that online. But some of us just like to talk to a human, and you can do that by calling 285-8483. 285-8483. Make sure you follow them on Facebook as well. Just look up Millbrook Family Chiropractic. They're conveniently located just off of I-65 in Millbrook on Highway 14.
Thank you, Emily. It is 7:16. Everything get taken care of downstairs, Mr. Fire Putter Outer?
Yeah, the situation was is that just to let everybody know, the Bama Country Studio got a brand new computer as far as the one that runs the audio that we play, that sort of thing. Not personal computer that you'd use the internet and stuff, but the actual computer that runs the station.
The air machine.
For porn, yes. I mean, show prep.
The air machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a new one there, and for whatever reason, there's been a lot of little odds and ends that haven't been ironed out.
Would you say glitches?
Yeah.
Would you say the Russians?
Well, it has to do with Fox News. The same Fox News has been playing there for a little while.
Oh, it is the Russians.
Yeah. Yeah.
News is on the same side as the Russians now.
Because the one that we played, that was up to date, right?
Yeah,
of course it was.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Paying attention.
Wait, there's one way to find out real quick here. I have that level of speed and expertise where I can go back, find it.
We're still talking about the news, right?
Because it'll show the time on it. Yeah, that was the right one. I'm recording.
Yeah, so it's and the thing is it's from the source that we get it at. It distributes to everybody, but with them having a new computer, it apparently has not been getting to them. So they've been running really old Fox News, from what I understand, for a while.
Wow.
All right, I'm strapped in. I am ready for this.
Now, remember the talk we had about
convoluted intro?
Yeah.
Okay.
If this doesn't work, that's it. I'm done.
No.
It'll work. Mm-mm. It'll work.
We're keeping it together today, Greg.
It always works, except for when it doesn't.
Hey, by the way, pay close attention, because following Random Facts, we always do what we call a pop quiz. And that's worth $10 free shopping at Food Outlet if you have the right answer. So make notes, whatever. Be ready. It is 7:18. Local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama House District 74 Republican primary will be headed to a runoff election. Charlotte Meadows and Michael Fritz will now face off in the runoff on August 27th. The winner will face Democrat Rayford Mack in the general election November 12th. Troy police have charged 26-year-old Alex Ladarius White with attempted murder. They say White shot two men in the 100 block of Highway 231 around 2 Sunday morning. Both victims are expected to be okay. White is being held on a $100,000 bond. And Montgomery Fire investigators have charged a woman in connection to a structure fire last week. Authorities say 34-year-old Crystal Henson intentionally set fire to a building in the 5700 block of Hyde Park Drive last Friday. No one was hurt in that fire. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Perhaps I could help you with that, huh?
The bill passed through the Joint Finance Committee Wednesday.
What happened?
I'm doing the hump.
The Humpty Dance. Here's your chance to do the hump.
You want a hump?
Everybody.
Over the big hump.
Do the Humpty Hump.
Scheduled for a hearing Wednesday before the Senate.
Over the big hump.
He loves hump day.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaGuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
Get ready for a night of solid gold. The Temptations. And also starring the Four Tops. Same night, same stage. June 23rd at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. The Temptations and the Four Tops together live. Reserve seats are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and the Impact Box Office.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cathouse Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cathouse Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
I'm going to get nervous over here, you know.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, Jay Scott.
Donna, you want to know why?
Random facts.
Oh, man. There was a split second there where I thought it was all just going to fall apart.
It would have been.
It still was good.
Dumbass check. I forgot.
It's. But look, the headphones stayed on your head.
Can I do it over?
Yeah, it's your show. You pretty much can do whatever you want.
Never mind.
I'm going to throw my...
Don't
you do that.
Don't you even think about it, Buster Brown.
Don't you do that there.
Buster Brown.
Oh, no.
Don't you do that.
You sound like my dad. He used to call me Bruno.
On an account of why... Yeah, I do want to know why on that one.
Well...
He called you Bruno. Why?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know where the Bruno came from.
Okay.
It was a family heirloom.
A family heirloom? All right. We'll go with that then. Did you know cobalt, as in cobalt blue?
Oh, it's so pretty.
Is named for the German word for goblin, kobold.
Let me see that.
That one. Kobold.
Uh-huh.
It got the name because cobalt hinders the extraction of silver and emits toxic fumes when burned, which led to the deaths of several miners. Mine-dwelling goblins were blamed for leaving behind these cursed rocks.
Oh, silly Germans, yes. And the goblins.
Did you know that the Rolling Stones put on a free concert in Copacabana Beach in Brazil? It was one of the largest music concerts in history. 1.5 million attendees and 10,000 security personnel on duty. The seven-story tall stage even had a walkway that was connected to the hotel that the Stones were staying at across the street.
By the way, a story I missed in the Cheap and Trashy, the Stones tour is being underwritten by a financial planning company. And they're going to have setups for retirement and life insurance all around the stadium when people shuffle in and shuffle out.
That is brilliant.
It's very brilliant.
That is, I mean...
Man, the sign of the times right there.
I'm sorry, but that's so clever and so smart.
It is.
They know the demographic.
Yeah. Well, one, you have to be able to afford tickets to see the Stones, and you have to be of the age group that enjoys the Stones live still, so...
I agree. I think that was a pretty smart marketing decision.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because they know the audience is going to be showing up for that ting. That's why.
Yes.
Thank you, Jay.
Anyway, did you know there's a condition called Hell's Itch?
Hell's Itch.
Where does one get that?
Well, it's an uncommon occurrence during a sunburn that is healing. It feels like fire ants are biting you under your skin.
Oh, that's horrible.
And it's from sunburns. I haven't had a sunburn in God knows how long. Because I try to stay indoors. I try to avoid that big ball of fire
in the sky.
You talking about the girl that was crunchy?
What?
Yeah, you told us about that. Or at least you've told me, or I've heard the story.
Yeah, she may have had it.
But yeah. Did you know the northernmost NBA team is the Portland Trail Blazers?
Even further north than the Toronto Raptors?
That is the case. Let me look at this right here because they have
They have a
map. You know, I'm gonna take a look here and see what's going on.
Look at that map here and see.
On their map here,
what's their northern latitude?
A little northerner than the other ones that y'all talked about. Yay sports!
You're going to be the morning queen of Scranton one day.
Yeah, okay, so the Portland Trailblazers are at 45.52 degrees north, while as the Raptors are at 43.70 degrees north.
I'm not sure if this is true, but I remember this being taught this in elementary school because our teacher had us look at the map of the United States, and students, which part of the United States do you think is furthest north? And we all went, Maine, because look it up there. And she said, no, it's that little nipple on the top of Minnesota. That's how Minneapolis got its name. There's a little bump on the top of Minnesota that is the northernmost of the contiguous 48 states.
On account of you want to know why?
Well, because on the globe, you see.
Oh, no, we're not doing this.
It's flat.
It's the way the lines of...
Longitude, latitude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that... flat map is deceiving because you have no depth to it. That's why Portland is further north than Toronto.
You need to jump in here because there's only so much further he can make up.
Did you know...
Have a butterscotch and be quiet.
Reese's orange background is trademarked.
Yeah, I've heard that. That kind of stinks, doesn't it? I have a shirt that's about the same color.
Why?
I don't want to get arrested.
Yeah.
Is Tiffany Blue trademarked?
I have no idea. What is Tiffany Blue?
Tiffany, the jewelry company?
Okay, just not
the
Tiffany
Blue?
I wasn't sure if it was Tiffany Blue. The 80s pop artist.
No, that's Mall Tiffany.
Mall Tiffany?
Mall Tiffany, yeah, you know. Anyway, is Tiffany Blue trademarked? I'll Google that.
Please do.
I mean, how can you have questions and things like this on Random Facts?
Ask Siri, Jolia.
Jolia. That's so funny.
Oh, it's the robin egg blue color associated with Tiffany.
Doesn't sound like it's trademarked.
Wait a minute. Tiffany Blue trademark. Tiffany Blue is another example of a color trademark. It's important to understand that they only own that blue in situations where it could be confused with their products. Tiffany only owns Robin's Egg Blue for its boxes and bags.
Okay, then.
So, I couldn't use that blue.
I see.
To, you know, sell.
Gotcha.
Poop.
Get it.
7:30 is the time.
If that's what you're selling.
Manure.
Did you know that only two people have ever won Jeopardy with $1 remaining?
I did not know that.
Both of them were lieutenants in the U.S. military.
Wow.
Each winner went on to win a more substantial amount on other episodes. But both of them won a game of Jeopardy with only $1.
Left. Can I get that in small bills, Alec?
Yeah, right. You win with just a dollar. Did you know that while filming the movie Batman and Robin, the batteries for the LEDs that were in Schwarzenegger's mouth would start leaking battery acid?
God, no wonder his breath is so...
Here's a quote from this. I don't know who this was that's speaking, but I think it's, I guess, maybe the technical person who worked on the film. When you put it in Arnold's mouth, Arnold's saliva would creep into the seams of this thing and attack the batteries. The batteries would immediately start disintegrating and start putting out battery acid into Arnold's mouth. The actor was not happy, shouting, "Oh, it tastes like what you were selling earlier.
Manure.
What's in my mouth?" They created a workaround, packing the whole device into a tiny balloon. But another problem emerged. The light only lasted about 20 minutes before the batteries died, prompting frequent stops during a production already pressed for Schwarzenegger's time by the makeup demands. Yeah,
Because he was like the Iceman or something,
and it,
right?
And yeah, he was Mr. Freeze. And totally, what a...
That wasn't a great Batman.
What an amount of efforts and things to go through in order to produce a crap film.
Yeah, yeah. One of the worst of the 90s, and it always makes those lists.
Yeah.
The all-time list of biggest bombs, and casting George Clooney as Batman was mistake one.
No matter what you think about George Clooney, seeing him in his tux with his beautiful wife, doing all these things and movies and being smart and producing and everything, you can always look back and be like, well, you did crap one time.
Yeah, you did.
You put on a Batman suit.
Yeah, you did. And you know he was on an episode of The Golden Girls, too.
He was. And Family... No. Not Family...
Not Family Ties.
No.
Facts of Life. Growing Pains. What?
Hey, a lot of famous people were
Facts
on
of life.
Andy Griffith. Jack Nicholson's in two episodes of The Andy Griffith Show. So there.
Yeah, he was on Facts of Life. Did you know in 2014, Japanese courts freed Aoi Hakamada, this guy, after 45 years on death row...
Yikes.
As judges ruled that evidence at his original conviction had been fabricated. This made him the longest surviving death row inmate.
Man, can you imagine spending 45 years worried about getting killed?
For something you didn't do.
Yeah, and then they let you go. That's got to be hard to wrap your...
Well, it's going to be hard to adjust back to the
comment
society.
The comment here says it's a miracle he was even released, given how stringent and broken Japan's legal system is.
Mm.
To even let him go or admit, you know, a failure like that. Did you know that until 2018, the Criminal Code of Canada, the CCC, made it an offense punished by up to 14 years in prison to intentionally scare the Queen? Now, I'm sure they're talking about bomb threats or something like that. For me, all I can imagine is somebody hiding behind a door waiting to boo.
Boo.
Scare the queen.
Or popping out from behind some hidden location and yelling,
"Hello, Queen!"
Did you know that the only North American city that has ever been host to three championships in different sports within 12 months?
That's a lot of stuff.
It is, I know. You have any idea what city that might be?
Boston?
It is not Boston. It is north, but it is not Boston.
It's Nappy-Aston.
Philadelphia.
Yeah. No, not Philly. Mm. Now, the three championships are, and maybe this will help you, NFL, MLB, and then NHL.
In New York. Chicago.
No, it's Detroit.
Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't think it.
Well, so basketball, NHL, and baseball, not football. The Lions haven't even been to a Super Bowl yet.
Well, they were NFL champions. This was within 12 months.
A long time ago.
This was the season of 1935 to 1936.
Oh, well, gee, I'm talking about modern times. No wonder I got that wrong.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make it sound like it was modern times, because it totally was not.
No.
And then, first comment, and that was the last time the Lions didn't suck.
It's amazing how a team, and they always get the first draft choice, and they pick these guys that are going to lead them to great. I remember they were in a playoff game against the Cowboys a long time ago that Dallas won 5-3, an NFL playoff game. That's just pathetic, the Lions. And there's other teams, too, that have never played in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Did you know, and finally, there's your last one, did you know in medieval Germany, married couples could legally settle their disputes by fighting a marital duel.
What?
To even the field, the man would fight from inside a hole with one arm tied behind his back, while the woman was free to move around however she liked and was armed with a sack filled with rocks.
This is great.
So he had to fight from a hole in the ground with one arm tied behind his back.
Oh, my goodness.
While the woman could run around with a sack full of rocks.
There's something stringently unfair about that.
So I wonder if that's how I could beat him with one arm tied behind my back. Like,
mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's where it originated.
I don't know.
Feels good. Feels right. I'm going to go with it.
But those are all of your random facts.
Good job, Jay.
Thank you.
If you pay close attention, you'll have a chance to play and win our $10 food outlet pop quiz coming up.
I wrote down my suggestions, Jay.
In the meantime, I want to thank Cooter. He sent me this week's ad. I had it, but Cooter, that was very thoughtful of you, knowing that we are working shorthanded this week. Because Wednesday, the specials change. Now, Food Outlet is the place you should shop every week because it's cost plus 10% throughout the store. And when you realize and start price comparing to what the chains are charging, you're going to realize you're pretty much paying retail. You get to buy one, get one free. But in between that, you're paying, in many cases, several dollars, more than $5.95 a pound for a T-bone steak. At Food Outlet, they have a butcher there that can cut those T-bones to whatever thickness you desire. You pay $5.95 a pound at USDA Grade A beef, just like they sell at the chains, where they want $10.95 or $11.95 for the same kind of meat. Split chicken breast, 98 cents a pound at Food Outlet this week. Country-style ribs are $1.65 a pound. Center cut pork chops are $1.98. The bacon buy of the week is Gwaltney at $3.52. But if you want a great thick bacon, which sells for $10.99 a pound at the chains, I kid you not, try Brian at Food Outlet. If you like the thick cut bacon, it's a little over $5 a package, and it's excellent, excellent bacon. And Bluebell for dessert for Father's Day. What dad wouldn't like? His favorite flavor of Bluebell ice cream. How about vanilla with a root beer float? That'd be kind of cool.
A root beer.
Two for $9 at Food Outlet. And Coca-Cola products, the 2-liter bottles are $1.09 of all Coke products. Food Outlet has three locations on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. I'm there every Sunday morning around 7:30, 7:45. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, just west. On Highway 14 in Millbrook and on Main Street in the preferred community west of Highway 31, Food Outlet. Win $10 of shopping, Dar, right now with the winning answer to today's pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Okay, there. Earlier in Random Facts here.
Oh, on account of y'all want
to
know why?
We kind of want to know what is the northernmost NBA team here in the NBA?
Oh, that's a good question there.
I thought it was too. I can't stop.
I know, it's habit for me.
What is the northernmost NBA team that we talked about?
We want you to call 272-9228.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because we got a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate for the first person with the winning answer at that number. 272-9228. Let's get to it.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling our way into the middle of the 7 o'clock rush hour, and the delay on I-65 has begun again this morning. Be careful around the river bridges as you head into the downtown area. If you're on I-85, traffic is moving along at a speed limit ride. The boulevard is quite busy this morning. Be careful around the intersections. There's already a crowd between the Wetumpka Highway and the Atlanta Highway, so watch yourself there. And the 31s look pretty good. We do have a big crowd coming out of the Wetumpka area on 231, so watch the traffic around you there. Chilton County peaches are the best, and Todd's Produce grows them on their own farm. Get yours at Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, next to Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the law.
All right, let's see if Tommy B has the answer to our $10 Food on the Pop Quiz question. Tommy.
I hope I'm right. Trailblazers.
Yeah, do you know what city they're from?
Portland.
There you go.
There you go. Hi, oh, good job, you.
What we were looking for there.
You're a winner.
I certainly appreciate it.
Tommy, we appreciate you listening. Hang on. Jay's going to get some info from you and get you jam up and jelly tight.
All right.
And we want to thank Steven for trying. And, Steve, you end up in our grand prize drawing at the end of the week.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Hey, Steven, I can ask you another question real quick if you know it. What was the color that we were talking about earlier, specifically that Emily was talking about?
I jumped in late, so I don't
know. Oh, you got it. Ooh, hey, bless
you. That's nothing to sneeze at.
Goodness, that came out of nowhere.
It did, yeah. Very abruptly.
Uh-oh.
Well, Stephen, thank you for calling in, and do it again tomorrow.
Day.
All right, you too, guys. Thanks. See you.
Got some paper towels around here.
I have them right over there on top of the file cabinet, eh?
They're laced with Clorox.
Honestly, that probably one came out so fast, I didn't have time to
I mean, somewhere. It was, yeah, that was kind of a surprise sneeze.
Must be them allergies.
It's 14 years if you did that in front of the Queen.
Night.
Canada.
19 before 8.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We have some nicer days on the way soon. Today is kind of a day of transition. Another very warm day with a high temperature in the middle 80s. A few spotty thunderstorms will be around here and there. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature in the mid 60s. Tomorrow and Friday, sunshine will dominate. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. Saturday is going to be a hot day with a high near 90. An isolated afternoon thunderstorm is possible somewhere in the area. And a better chance of some scattered thunderstorms around on Sunday. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego. Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
At 742, you live enough life, you get to learn certain things. And there are some people in your life, oftentimes dad, that are really, really tough to shop for. When you have that kind of situation, whether it's with an occasion marked by the calendar like Father's Day coming up or an anniversary or any of the benchmark holidays on the calendar, your best friend can be Brian Jewelry. For 63-plus years, over three complete generations, they have been coming up with solutions to people who walk in saying, I've got to get something for husband, wife, boss, whatever the deal, help me. And that's what they do because they have so much experience at matching people up with the item that they have in stock that's just right for the situation being described. Now, for Dad's Day, if Dad's a fan of Auburn or Alabama, matters not which school, they have showcases for both schools. They have some great gift ideas in there for pops. When you're looking to pop the question, their selection of engagement diamonds is extensive and very competitively priced. In fact, if you go to their website, brianjewelry.com, you can learn about diamonds. They will teach you about different types of jewelry. Did you know there was a diamond called the Trillient?
No.
It doesn't cost a trillion. That's the name of it, the Trillient. And it's kind of a 3D diamond-shaped cut that's really, really beautiful. And they also have a club. If you join up, sign up for the club, you'll save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. And dads appreciate kids who know how to save a buck without sacrificing an iota of quality. BrianJewelry.com or stop by and see him. Lynn and that great team at 1778 East Main in the preferred community. Fox Business, local news. Then we're back. We got to figure out what we're going to do when them tickets done.
From the Fox Business Network, China's Huawei Technologies has canceled a new laptop. The Wall Street Journal says it's blaming restrictions on buying U.S. components. Huawei uses Microsoft's Windows operating system and Intel's chips for its PC business. Boeing is revealing the impact on its business from the grounding of the 737 MAX planes. The company says it delivered 30 commercial jets in May, down from 68 in May of last year. A year ago, it delivered 47 of its 737 jets, but last month it delivered just 8 of the planes, and they were of an older model 737 called the NG. Canada's Neptune Wellness Solution shares are rallying after revealing a 3-year deal with Green Organic Dutchman Holdings. It will create organic cannabis products. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama House District 74 Republican primary will be headed to a runoff election. Charlotte Meadows and Michael Fritz will now face off in the runoff on August 27th. The winner will face Democrat Rayford Mack in the general election November 12th. Montgomery fire investigators have charged a woman in connection to a structure fire last week. Authorities say 34-year-old Crystal Henson intentionally set fire to a building in the 5700 block of Hyde Park Drive last Friday. No one was hurt in the fire. And Troy police have charged 26-year-old Alex Ladarius White with attempted murder. They say White shot two men in the 100 block of Highway 231 around 2 Sunday morning. Both victims are expected to be okay. White is being held on a $100,000 bond. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
June 12th is Machine Day. It's a day to celebrate devices that help us with the mundane tasks of life. And it's important that we all show our appreciation to machines, because someday, machines will rule the world. Happy Machine Day. And don't look now, but the toaster is staring at you.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy your birthday month rent-free for the first year. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-licensed class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail, using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
Afraid she's got a father's libido.
My dad's smarter than your dad.
We have the same dad, idiot.
Yeah, but mine's smarter.
Partying with the cool kids. I am a very proud dad right now.
My dad used to say, opinions are like butts. Everybody's got one.
Daddy's home.
Papa's got a brand new bed.
Are you gonna be a good boy for your father?
I love you, you freaking son of mine.
Oh, come to Papa.
My dad will not control me from prison.
You're the best daddy ever.
Papa, you look like a porn star from 1977.
Who's your big daddy?
Who is your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Papa's got a brand new bag.
Who's your daddy?
What did you just say?
Who's your daddy?
So I thought you just said.
Oh, man, looking at these conundrums.
I was just studying wildlife behind the building from the Thinking Stoop.
What'd you see?
Well, there was a bird making an unusual noise. It would go, whoosh, whoosh. I can't whistle.
Can you not whistle?
I could whistle better. My lips have become so full and beautiful over the years.
Is the BS button broken?
I didn't hear it go off. I can't hit the...
Really?
It was a. It was sound like it was saying it would rhyme with cheap, except it was a bird noise.
All right, whatever. Sorry. We're whistling in the radio now.
I bet everybody's dogs are really happy right now.
Some peepaws can whistle beautifully, but they have lousy lips.
Don't do the water thing. Stop it.
How do you do that?
It's weird.
Teach me how to do that.
They'd hang them for that in Massachusetts back in the day.
No, not before they found out I was left-handed.
Whoa.
How do you do that?
It'd take a while to explain it or teach it. Basically, you're...
That is amazing.
Greg looks like you just... You've just shown Greg electricity. He's shocked.
You know, that gives us a new form of torturing listeners into calling.
Oh, what am I going to do that?
Jay's just going to sit there and flick the side of his
Chinese
cheek.
Chinese
water torture method of contest participation.
Oh, man.
That is the coolest thing I've
been able to do that for a long time.
That's not what he's doing.
What are you doing? I'm thumping my cheek, and that gives it the drip, the big...
But your mouth is open.
Well, yeah, I'm also doing a thing with my mouth as well. But when I hit my cheek, it gives it a bloop, you know, it gives it that.
When did you make this acoustic discovery about your face?
Oh, I was watching Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and Cameron was doing this.
So weird.
That's amazing. He's doing that with his face.
And I said, how does he do that? And so I do like I did anything else when I want to learn it. I do it over and over and over again until I figure out how to get it right.
Yeah, I've tried.
Or I give up.
I've tried things I've seen in movies, but
no. See, pleasant conversation, and you just took it to.
When I wanted to learn how to juggle, I taught myself how to juggle. When I want to learn how to...
Let me ask.
I taught myself how to...
When you left the convent to enter the real world...
I'm Lutheran.
Oh, that's right.
Well, when you left that place to enter the real... I don't know what the equivalent would be.
Got some Good Morning Maroon nominees. Those will take place in about an hour from now.
Well, I'm getting the best text right now.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yes.
By the way, remember we were talking about phones this morning on TV? There's also an article today that if you want to save money, don't take your phone out of the grocery store. It distracts you. You don't concentrate as much.
But you have to text your husband and see what he might need from the store. I did that the other day. And I always wait until I'm like pulling up to the checkout line to be let me double check and make sure that husband doesn't need anything.
And then you become
and then he does. He does need something on the other side of the store after I've already gotten to the checkout lane. But I go back and get it because I'm a good wife.
You don't leave your cart there. You take your cart out so the people...
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I do it before I join the line of people to check out. Like, I'm there at the end cap where they try to get you with those impulse buys of candy and cookies and not appropriate.
When you guys start making babies, I'll give you advice on how to deal with your children at the checkout line. Oh, there's nothing that's more irritating than an undisciplined, unattended child going wild at the candy or whatever with a parent that just refuses to.
My mother could just look at us.
Now, we have biscuit tickets, right? Stop.
Yes, we do. For tomorrow night's game.
And we would like to give those to somebody who will use them and go. So if you're interested, call us at 272-9228.
We would. We've done contests for biscuit tickets before, and a lot of the times we find that it's fun for people to participate in the contest because they want to get the answer right. And then we'll get a lot of, wait, what did I win? The biscuit. I can't go.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of people who really would like to go. It's for tomorrow night's game. And if you would like to go, then just give it. There we go. Look at that. We got a call. Go ahead and take that.
Okay. Hi. Welcome to the Peepaw Show.
Hi. What's your name?
Walt.
Do you want to go see the biscuits tomorrow night?
Sure.
Well, then you've got tickets.
Well, you really twisted our arm there, didn't we?
Yeah, really.
All right.
Then hang on. I'll get your information.
All right. Now, next hour, we're going to do tickets for the Four Tops and Temptations and a Seafood Bistro gift card, right?
Yes. That's what we like to call dinner and a show.
Dinner and a show. And we do that how?
Yeah. Well, I didn't like the conundrum, to be honest with you.
Okay.
But I gave it to Jay because sometimes you...
We could do a musical clue.
You don't want to do the baloney game?
We can do that.
You've been wanting to play baloney for a long time,
yeah,
Greg.
Yeah, we get a lot of... Now...
Did you forget?
We have a theme today about baseball eject... Oh, no. I want to do the one we saved from Monday.
See?
And this is about the youngest people to achieve certain things.
Yes.
youngest person to ever play in a Super Bowl, youngest person to have their own radio show and things like that. So let's do that after we get into the top of the hour. You have another name to announce after 8?
After 8, yes.
I have a name to announce, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Masterphone.
Oh, yeah.
Let me explain how you can instantly save significant money on your energy costs during the summer. Call Wade Cannon, great guy,
you too.
At 802-FOAM, 802-FOAM, easy number to remember, and ask Masterphone to come to your house, give you an estimate on having your attic insulated with Masterphone. When that is done, I can promise you that your attic temperature is going to be lowered by 30 or 40 degrees. Your AC unit will not have to work nearly as hard or as long to keep your house cool. And you're going to see lowered electric costs. And you're going to have an AC system that's going to last a lot longer because it won't have to work so darn hard. It's real simple. Y'all know that Styrofoam is the ultimate conveyance for anything liquid to keep it hot or to keep the ice from melting into a cup. That's why I hate plastic cups and stuff like that. You get a drink in there with ice, and that ice is, you know, little nuggets within just seconds. Styrofoam traps the energy or keeps the hot air out of a cold Styrofoam cup, so it preserves the drink. That's the difference. Masterphone is liquefied Styrofoam that provides the ultimate insulation, both during the summer and the winter, of course, because your heat, your furnace responds to air coming in through the roof and into the attic, so it too has to work harder to keep the house warm on a super cold and windy day. If you're building a house, you can insulate the entire thing with Masterphone, and that will cut your energy costs by half. It's certainly worth a call to find out what Masterphone can do to you. That's 802-FOAM. Talk to Wade or go online to masterphone.com. That's master-phone.com. 7:58, Fox News coming up.
Montgomery Skywatch, rolling through your Wednesday morning traffic. We see a little jam up on the boulevard. There is a disabled vehicle at Monticello and the boulevard right next to the interstate, so watch out for the traffic building up there. The rest of the boulevard's moving along pretty well. There's a big crowd around the Wetumpka Highway and the boulevard, though, so be careful. If you are coming out of Wetumpka, watch out for the slowdown around the River Bridge. I-85 is up at a speed limit. Ride on I-65. You will slow down as you approach the downtown area, so be careful and watch the traffic around you there. It's vacation time. Create your memories in a new Toyota from Reinhardt Toyota. The road is calling. Get ready and make it happen. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaGuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on